Should I actually light these sparklers in here?
They sparkle.
Oh.
Happy 4th of July!
Oh my god.
It's fine. We're fine. We're gonna... Ow! I'm getting in the eye!
I have two of them. I can...
Ow!
You have two sparklers?
Ouch!
What are you doing?
Ouch! They're stuck together!
I'm sweating now because it hurts.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Front Page Tech, of course, the show that gives you all latest tech news from one geek that's me to another that is you. Number one, I've been gone for 2 whole weeks, and it is lovely to be back right here and to see your beautiful faces, even though I have no idea what you look like. Just assuming that you're beautiful. Number two, it is the 4th of July, so America, happy 4th of July. Have some weenies. Go have some weenies and be independent, because that's what that is what it's all about. It's weenies and independence in one day. News. Dude, Microsoft really wants you to try Windows 10. We know that they've been nagging us all to upgrade to Windows. I've actually upgraded to Windows 10, so they haven't nagged me one bit. But if you're running Windows 7.1 or 8.1, you probably are familiar with those constant notifications to upgrade to Windows 10 for free. They're always saying, hey, you get a free upgrade because you're running on Windows 7.1 or 8.1. But they're going to try one more time, because as we've reported before, the free upgrade process ends on July 29th. After that, they won't bug you about it. You won't be able to get it for free after that point. So they're going to give you a full screen nagification. That's a notification, but they're nagging. It's a nagging notification. Nagification. Yes? No? No? Okay. So here is what said full screen nagification is going to look like. And now it's up to you. Will you upgrade to Windows 10 while it is still free for you to do so? My recommendation is, even though Microsoft has been super annoying by it, it's still worth it. I love Windows 10 personally, so if you haven't yet, now's your chance. By this point, you've probably already heard about the Spotify deal that will give you 3 months of premium Spotify for just $1. And since that deal has existed, Google Play has done the same thing for Google Play Music, giving you 3 months for $1. Google Play Music, not only that, but also YouTube Red. And now it's getting even sweeter for you. 4 months for free. Obviously, this new deal only applies to new subscribers. So if you haven't signed up for Google Play Music before, at least the premium version, you can go ahead and do so and get 4 months completely free. The Verge calls this one of the best deals in streaming. I disagree. Is it cool that you get 4 months for free? Yes. Is it cool that YouTube Red and Google Play Music are bundled into one? Yes. But I will tell you that just a few weeks ago, as I talked about on the FPT podcast, I dropped Spotify Premium to try Google Play, and I actually got a free trial. It was a 1 month free trial in this case. And just a few days ago, before my free trial was even up, I stopped using Google Play Music and went back to Spotify. When it comes to music streaming, it is a far better, it is just better. So that should tell you something, that I dropped a free trial of Google Play Music and paid for Spotify again. If that tells you anything, it's not worth it. For years and years and years, the smartphone of choice for US Senate staff members has been a BlackBerry, mainly because of security reasons. What makes it so secure? Well, you see, there's this strict policy called the NGAFAB policy. No one gives a fuck about BlackBerry policy. Now that is all about to change. BlackBerry told Verizon that they are officially discontinuing any device running BlackBerry OS 10. Which means BlackBerry is going to strictly go with Android and depend on Android as a platform to save BlackBerry as a hardware manufacturer. Good luck. This means that there is a very limited supply of anything running BlackBerry OS 10 left for the Senate or staff of the Senate. So now they're going to have to drop all that, which a letter was sent out to every staff member saying that the BlackBerry devices are going away and that they won't be using them any longer, which means now they have to decide between iOS or Android. Which one do you think they're going to go with? Speaking of BlackBerry, they're about to throw a massive Hail Mary. And by a massive Hail Mary, I mean three Hail Marys. It is rumored, and by rumored, I mean it's totally going to happen. BlackBerry is planning on releasing 3 brand new Android-powered BlackBerry devices. So one device per quarter for the next 3 quarters. This is an awful idea. I feel like the longer BlackBerry tries to do this and spends money to do this, the less money and the less amount of time they're going to have to save themselves as a company. This is a bad idea. The Priv was a total flop, regardless of what any of you... It was a flop. And I know when I say negative things about BlackBerry, for some reason people hate me, but it's the truth. BlackBerry does not have much longer at all when it comes to creating hardware. I think it's pretty safe to say that these next 3 Android phones will hopefully teach them the lesson that they need. 3 is enough to learn, okay, that didn't work, we should stop. Hopefully they're that smart, and hopefully these will be the last 3 phones that BlackBerry makes. What are your thoughts? Comment section below. Believe it or not, I usually hate talking about rumors and especially showing you any sort of leaked images before confirmation, but I know you guys love leaked images, so here you go. The next Samsung Galaxy Note leaked. Bam. Did you see it? Did you miss that? Did you get? Okay, we're good. Okay, cool. And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it. You learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. You can also follow us on Twitter at @FrontPageTech. Maybe this is a sign from Jesus. Fail. See you tomorrow. We'll be right back.